"I give you my word, Professor," Ned Land replied in an unenthusiastic tone. "No vehement phrases will leave my mouth. No vicious gestures will give my feelings away, not even when they don't feed us on time." "Well, I have your word, Ned," I answered the Canadian. Then our conversation petered out, and each of us withdrew into his own thoughts. For my part, despite the harpooner's confident talk, I admit that I entertained no illusions. I had no faith in those promising opportunities that Ned Land mentioned. To operate with such efficiency, this underwater boat had to have a sizable crew, so if it came to be a physical contest, we would be facing an overwhelming opponent. Besides, before we could do anything, we had to be free, and that we definitely were not. I didn't see any way out of this sheet-iron, hermetically sealed cell, and if the strange commander of this boat did have a secret to keep, which seemed rather likely, he would never give us freedom of movement aboard his vessel. Now then, would he resort to violence in order to be rid of us, or would he drop us off one day on some remote coast? There lay the unknown. All these hypotheses seemed extremely plausible to me, and to hope for freedom through use of force, you had to be a harpooner.